What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, February 2nd, 2021. It's also Groundhog Day. We'll be talking about that a little bit. We have a lot to get through today. There's been a lot of news, a lot of stuff going on there. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble. And we're going to do news until we run out of news. And then we're going to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, and observations. Anyway, as I mentioned before, this is Groundhog Day. And this was a real big deal. Holiday for my Aunt Mary when I was a kid, and she'd make a cake and everything. And anyway, Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow, and they are now predicting 6 more weeks of winter. Phil gets it about right about half the time, and the weather guesses are saying that we're going to have an early spring, which I think probably most of us would prefer to have that anyway after what we've been through. Anyway, we've got this heavy snowstorm. It went through here a couple of days ago. We got snow. It's melting. But it's apparently so heavy in places like New York City, it is preventing ambulances from getting through. It's blocking traffic. The snow is still coming down there, and it's expected to affect much of the east out there. And apparently, they've got winter storm warnings running all the way from North Carolina to New York, as much as 2 feet of snow, dangerous travel conditions expected some places into this evening. So if you have to go on out, you know, please exercise the appropriate caution there. All righty. Story coming on out of ExpressAndStar.com. Last month was the coldest January in Great Britain in the last 10 years. They're expecting more wintry weather to cause disruption. They're expecting a cold snap here in Indiana next week. Gosh darn, that human-caused global warming. What can I tell you? It's just a curse on us all. All righty, now over on Donald Trump's impeachment fort, if you will, his original legal team quit. And the story is that Trump wanted them to focus on the election fraud, and they wanted to focus basically on refuting the claim that Trump in any way incited the protests at the Capitol back on January 16th. But he's got a new set of lawyers out there, and they're scrambling to basically put their case together as we're coming up on the start of the impeachment trial. Now, Wayne Dupre is out there, and he's on Russia Today, basically saying that the Democrats don't just despise Trump. They fear him and what he might do to them in the 2024 election. It doesn't necessarily mean that he is going to run as a candidate, but he still has a huge amount of influence and money. He's going to be out for blood as far as the Democrats are concerned. Now, at this point, the Senate does not have the votes to convict Trump at his second impeachment trial. And the Democrats have overreached again, waste a lot of time and money when we, the people, wish the Congress were perhaps taking care of some other business like the pandemic, the crumbling infrastructure, and all that other stuff here. So, apparently, according to Wayne, they're very concerned that Trump is going to stage some kind of a comeback in 2024 to try and pull them down from power. And he very well might do that. Now, a little bit of good news. Donald Trump has been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize because of the Israel-United Arab Emirates peace deal, which was the first domino in a whole chain of these peace agreements. So he's been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. Apparently, so has Black Lives Matter, which I cannot understand, given that they were hardly peaceful this last year. Anyway, down in Arizona, according to Blabberbuzz, the initial Arizona audit has confirmed fraud. Okay? And you're not going to see this on ABC, NBC, CBS, or any of the rest of the legacy media there. This is something they don't want you to know. Arizona is now ordering a full machine audit of every single machine in the state. And, you know, they have to go through the process. The state government is saying, yeah, fraud has been demonstrated. This could be the beginning of a trend of exposing all these states where fraud took place. Article coming on out of AmericanThinker.com, the political storm ahead, and unfortunately it is in agreement with some of my observations. We're entering a very dark time in the nation's history. In fact, it may be darker than anything our nation has seen in its entire existence here. They're talking about the attack on the First Amendment, an end to free exchange of ideas, thought-provoking discussion, tolerating a simple different point of view, and this diversity of opinion is on the verge of becoming extinct. History is being rewritten. Statues of Lincoln are being brought down along with others, and one has to wonder how long it will be until we were no longer allowed to have cities, counties, colleges, or streets named Washington, Jefferson, Franklin, Jackson, or Roosevelt. And the darkness does seem to be descending, and we're heading into an Orwellian dystopia right now very rapidly. It's scary how fast it's happening. But I think they're trying to do pedal to the metal before the American people really wake up to what is going on. Another article, this one coming out of UNS.com, talking about how despite his call for unity, Biden's administration seems to be leading the assault on white Americans. And Trump voters fear that they are being criminalized for not voting for Biden. And apparently Biden is calling for a constant, unrelenting immigration. And Biden has said a non-white majority will be a source of our strength, meaning the Democrats. So Biden also said English jurisprudential culture, a white man's culture, has got to change. So pretty strong words for an old white guy here. And it's getting even worse than that. Representative Jackie Speier, Democrat from California, said that since Republicans sometimes use the term radical left to refer to Democrats, Democrats should label the GOP with an even more extreme moniker, and he is suggesting labeling all Republicans as terrorists. Now, that is really, really out there. If you're a Republican, if you voted Republican, he wants to say you're a terrorist. Automatically. Okay, and little message there to the control room here. Now, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez went on out and compared Ted Cruz and Holly to her one time when she was the victim of a sexual assault. She's accusing them of using the tactics of abusers who want to do it again. Apparently this triggered a tremendous backlash, and now you are getting a lot of Republicans saying that Alexandria should apologize, and she should here. Okay, over at the White House, do you remember the very, very first White House press conference? The press secretary, Jen Psaki, pledged to bring truth and transparency back to the briefing room, and said she had a deep respect for the role of a free and independent press. And here we are 2 weeks later, and reporters are raising concerns about press office staffers trying to get them to give their questions in advance. If they plan to bring them up at the briefing, the press office wants an early copy. This prevents follow-up questionings, and it may be as simple as having to prep Joe Biden to appear to be able to answer the question spontaneously when we all know that he can't. Meanwhile, over at the New York Slimes, they are calling for Joe Biden to appoint a reality czar to fight misinformation. And again, a lot of people are comparing this idea to the Ministry of Truth in Orwell's 1984. And the job of this reality czar would be to head up a centralized task force that would coordinate single strategic response to things like conspiracy theories regarding election fraud or the COVID vaccine. So free speech, free speech is under attack. The First Amendment is under attack. And I'm thinking about all those American soldiers over the last 200 plus years who died protecting and defending our Constitution, which includes the Bill of Rights, from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And it turns out the real enemy is definitely domestic. The Democrats are definitely trying to turn this country into something else, a new version of the Soviet Union, forgetting what happened at the old Soviet Union. Apparently, this is a case of hoisting with your own petard. There's a YouTube video where this socialist group that has been cheering censorship has now been censored. And this is a story coming from Glenn Greenwald. And I just think that's delicious irony where they're out there saying, yes, censor, censor. No, not us here. And as you know, Parler, which is still not up and running, I checked just a little while ago, Parler was taken down on the theory that it was used by people who commit violence. Well, if you look at this article coming out of Investment Watchdog, the same applies to Twitter and Facebook. They are both used by people who are planning to commit violence, and therefore they should be shut down right alongside Parler. Of course, this had nothing to do with violence. It had everything to do with getting rid of uncontrolled opposition, where people could go and share their ideas without the benefit of government-induced censorship here. And they're admitting the White House is pressuring the social media companies to censor speech. This is coming from the press secretary, Jen Psaki, and basically saying, you know, we need to reduce hate speech. Now, there's something that's very important for you to remember, okay? One man's hate speech is another man's opinion. There are no laws prohibiting hate speech. There isn't even a clear definition of what that is. And courts have ruled repeatedly that hate speech is free speech protected by the First Amendment to the Constitution. Now, I don't like hate speech, but let's get it out there and argue the merits of the case. If somebody comes on out and says, you know, all of this ethnic minority are tap dancing barefoot on shag carpeting, you know, I have an equal right to come back and say, well, I know members of that ethnic minority, and they're actually clogging on hardwood floors. That's how dialogue happens, okay? So let's talk now about COVID. It is still out there. Apparently over in Great Britain, all 11 cases of the Kent coronavirus variant with an extra mutation, which they think can get past vaccines, were found in Bristol, and mass testing is being rushed to the city to try and stop it from spreading even further. So this new mutant COVID has spread to Bristol and Liverpool. And apparently Matt Hancock is saying more door-to-door tests will be scrambled to homes across the country over fears that the South African strain, as number 10 tells people, they must stay at home. So it's still going on there. All righty. Now, there's a story out of Madness Hub. A single shot of Pfizer's COVID vaccine might not be enough to protect people over the age of 80 from the South African variant of COVID, according to a study done by Cambridge University. Now, we already know that the Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine don't actually protect you from COVID at all. They have admitted after you've had your shots, you can still get COVID, you can still pass it on. It's all about the Benjamins here. Over at Global Research, they have another article asking if the CDC deliberately misled the public on allergic reactions to the Moderna vaccine. And apparently on January 13th, California health officials issued a hold on 330,000 doses of the Moderna vaccine after fewer than 10 people in San Diego's Petco Park Stadium suffered allergic reactions to the vaccine. One day later, on January 22nd, the CDC issued a morbidity mortality weekly early release, and apparently they used data reported by to the vaccine adverse event recording system between December 21st and January 10th to investigate cases of anaphylaxis. And apparently the CDC's choice to use the vaccine adverse event reporting system data to calculate the anaphylaxis is idiosyncratic and troubling. You need to remember that system went down for a good part of last week. So the statistics are right now, there have been 329 deaths following the COVID vaccine and 9,516 other injuries in quote marks here. And these numbers reflect the latest data from the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System website. Of the 329 reported deaths, 285 were from the U.S., 44 were from other countries. The average age of those who died was 76.5 years old. Okay, now there's another article. This one is coming out of Yahoo. And apparently they're talking about this disagreement between the European Union and Britain, where apparently the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine has fueled debate over its effectiveness among the elderly. And Germany has already said it will not advise over 65s to get it. Italy's medicines agency on Saturday approved the vaccine for all adults, but recommended alternatives for people aged over 55. So, and word is spreading around here that the elderly should avoid the vaccine shots as well. Story coming on out again from Yahoo, only 38% of nursing home workers have accepted the COVID-19 vaccines, according to the latest data. And interestingly enough, of course, these nursing home workers were considered the top priority for the vaccination, but most of them are refusing it. And, you know, there have been anecdotal stories about them turning down the vaccines, which were dismissed as conspiracy theories. But these are the first national level figures confirming that, yes, in fact, people with some medical background are hesitant to have this vaccine. Okay, the Lancet, which is a highly respected medical journal, has published preliminary phase 3 trial results of Russia's Sputnik V vaccine, showing it is 91% effective. And apparently they had 19,866 volunteers. 4,900 were in the placebo group, showed that Sputnik V had an overall efficiency of 91.6%, which certainly is better than what we're seeing with the American-produced vaccines. Now, Dr. Anthony Fauci has warned that there is still a very high risk of getting infected with a new variant of COVID-19, and he's basically saying get vaccinated as quickly as you can to stop the mutations. Meanwhile, hospitalizations for COVID have dropped by more than 10% in 38 states. Now, looking at those numbers, it would almost seem like maybe we're kind of over this, but they're already out there, pushing the propaganda for COVID-2, COVID-3, COVID-4, the golden cut, and so forth and so on. All right, the Transportation Safety Administration will fine passengers who refuse to wear masks on planes, trains, and buses, bar them from entry, and non-compliant travelers will be reported to federal officials starting today. You need to be aware of that. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words. We'll be right back.
ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Welcome back to our show here, and again, a quick reminder. Actually, it's a beg. I'd get on my knees, but it would take a chain hoist for me to get back up again. Republic Broadcasting Network is working to keep the American public fully informed so they can make good choices in the best Thomas Jefferson model. And in order to keep doing that, we do need your support. Our advertisers are being harassed, you know, it's a war out there. You can see that there's a war out there, and we really do need your help, and we're very grateful for the help that you have sent Republic Broadcasting Network. I wish I could say it was enough, but then I would be lying and my nose would grow. So once again, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 7864. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. And all this contact information, of course, is at the top of republicbroadcasting.org. So when one of you wins the Powerball, please remember Republic Broadcasting. All right, we're talking about COVID-19. We're talking about the downside of the lockdowns. And there's an interesting article over at the Daily Mail talking about how the fact that during the lockdown, substance abuse, especially alcohol, has just gone through the roof. And apparently, alcohol-related deaths are spiking. We may be losing more people to the alcohol than to COVID-19, but the fatalities are at the highest level since records began in 2001. Okay, over in Poland, numerous small businesses have reopened in a mass civil disobedience campaign, and apparently anti-lockdown activists launched a map showing the growing number of businesses in Poland that are reopening in violation of the government's dictates. And while a number of struggling businesses are in open defiance of the rules, and some have successfully challenged them in court, others are seeking creative workarounds, including an ice rink that declared itself a flower shop and nightclubs posing as political party headquarters. I love that one. So, yeah, people are being very, very clever out there. Over in Germany, a bunch of doctors signed an open letter to Chancellor Merkel saying it's time to put an end to the COVID fear machine. They understand that COVID is being sold as a big booga booga to keep us all in our place, as it were. And they're basically saying that for all the propaganda that's going on, they're saying, no, we're not seeing it at the level of care. We're not seeing the numbers that we're being told should be there. I don't know that Merkel is going to be listening, according to the story at Anti-Empire. Apparently, the first of the quarantine objector facilities in Germany is now open for business. And so they really are going to lock people up for violating the quarantine over in Germany. I think the German people would be very sensitive to camps of any kind over there. Over in Denmark, there's been a major lawsuit filed against the prime minister, first of all, for the COVID-19 restrictions, and second, for killing 17 million minks, and that is a big chunk of money. If any of you have ever priced a mink coat for your significant other, and yes, Valentine's Day is coming up, but apparently, according to the lawsuit, authorities did not recommend a major shutdown, as Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen claimed. It was herself and Barbara Bertelsen, the Prime Minister's head of department, that sent the alarm emails out there. And apparently the other problem was the 17 million minks, which is a major part of their economy over there. So we're going to see what's happening with that. Over in Great Britain, I mean, this is just so over the top, and it's just getting so silly. Over in Great Britain, the COVID cops actually arrested a man for handing out free soup in a park, claiming he was violating the COVID-19 restrictions. Now, Nick Smith had been giving out free soup to people in his village for 17 weeks before the Sussex police intervened, claiming he violated the COVID rules by encouraging people to gather. However, Smith cited exemptions under the rules for volunteering, which allow for up to 15 people to gather indoors or outdoors. And this is a guy who's trying to help. You know, people are going hungry. And especially because of the lockdown, he tried to do something about it. They come down on him for it. It just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. All righty, another story. this one from Zero Hedge. Apparently, the AstraZeneca Oxford vaccine. Take a break. All right, we'll do this story after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID-19, and we're talking about this article that came out of Zero Hedge about the AstraZeneca Oxford vaccine. Now, they've had their share of setbacks and delays. The German government is looking at age restrictions. Other EU nations are turning to offerings from Russia and China because of production delays. And according to Reuters, approximately 1,500 volunteers in a late-stage clinical trial were kept in the dark after they were given about a half dose due to a measuring mistake by the Oxford researchers. Instead of fessing up, the chief researcher, Andrew Pollard, played it off in a June 8th letter to trial subjects as an opportunity for Oxford researchers to learn how well the vaccine works at different doses. But basically, they just gave the people the wrong dosage there. Whoopsie. We've been reporting on these mass protests against the lockdowns all across Europe, Italy, Denmark, now Poland here. There's been a total corporate media blackout on this in the United States of America. I guess they don't want us slaves to get any uppity ideas out there. But it is very noticeable that they are not covering these protests, and they're getting very intense. We're talking like tear gas and rubber bullets and water cannons and, you know, mass arrests. It's just amazing. Meanwhile, up in Chicago, Mayor Lori Lightfoot has reversed her course on her plans to lock Chicago public school teachers out of remote learning. And the decision came after teachers threatened to strike against the mayor and school district, who both insist teachers return to classroom learning. And this is getting kind of weird. Out in Los Angeles, they're going to open up the restaurants for outdoor dining. I think we mentioned this yesterday. But they're not allowed to turn on their TVs. And, of course, we've got Super Bowl coming on up. And to show you just how nitpicky they're getting out there, the Centers for Disease Control is urging people who are having Super Bowl parties to tell the people at the parties, don't cheer, don't sing, or don't shout during the game, which tells us that CDC does not understand the ritual of Super Bowl Sundays here. And apparently cities are trying to put tight restrictions on fans planning to watch the game. Now, I'm not a big football person. The only time I watch the Super Bowl is to see the commercials, because the best commercials of the year are aired on the Super Bowl. And that was kind of a little side thing that those of us in the ad industry were kind of aiming at here. All righty, now everyone is getting tired of COVID, and we're not really being impressed with COVID 2 and COVID 3 and COVID 4, the golden cut. So they're already warming up. They've got in the bullpen a replacement booga booga to keep the fear going. And the CDC is now out there warning about a new drug-resistant fungus as the next pandemic. So get ready for that one. So CDC is warning about this emerging type of fungus that poses a serious global health threat to humanity, and for which I'm sure the pharmaceutical companies already have something highly profitable to sell. Now, the fungus is called Candida auris, which has now been registered among 1,625 American patients as of the 19th of this month. It's a yeast-like fungus that is difficult to identify using common laboratory methods without resorting to special tech. So that's the next one they've got here to keep the profits for the medical industrial complex going here. Okay, turning to the international news here, the Biden administration has canceled the planned removal of troops from Afghanistan. They're canceling the pullback, and a NATO official said there will be no full withdrawal by April end. And this is another way that Biden is, you know, flipping the bird at Donald Trump here. And he's cranking the war machine up here. Now, the Taliban is warning that if the U.S. troops stay, they will be subject to attack. The fight is going to continue if the troops stay in Afghanistan. Now, since the whole deal for the Taliban was getting rid of the foreign occupation, they're saying this should have been an obvious reaction. It's all about that oil pipeline right-of-way and all about the poppies. Got to keep the poppies flowing. You know, for both the legal and illegal drug trade. We're doing great business here. Over in Myanmar, things are really heating up. Myanmar's top general, who seized control of the government, says it was inevitable the military would step in after the obviously fraudulent elections that returned Aung San Suu Kyi to power. I have to say, given recent events in this country, I'm not entirely objecting to his thinking here. But obviously, a military coup in Myanmar is a blow against the Biden regime. It's been a shock to the international society. Official statements by Western governments and the UN condemn the attitude of the Burmese military in overthrowing Aung San Suu Kyi. And basically, they're calling it a threat to the democratic institutions. Okay. Biden is saying exactly the same thing. He's threatening Myanmar with sanctions over the army coup, vows to stand up for democracy under attack. I wish he'd stood up for democracy in November, don't you? I mean, that would have been really nice if Biden had gone along with the will of the American voters. So he gets the prize for, you know, the gold, the Olympic gold medal for hypocrisy goes to his fraudulency, Joe Biden here. Okay. Apparently, this Myanmar situation is causing a lot of confusion. Biden administration officials are trying to decide whether to call it a coup over fears they will anger China and be forced to withdraw foreign aid. So they're going back and forth on that one. It's a sticky situation, but hey, you wanted the job and you've got it now. Okay, there's an article. And it's coming from the Saker. And it says, with Biden in the White House, the Kremlin now needs to change gear. And he says, when he speaks of Biden, he doesn't mean his fraudulency. He's talking about the collective Biden. Biden and all of his advisors and so forth in the staff. That's what he's referring to as Biden. And basically saying that the war machine is cranking up. And the Pentagon has to be paying attention to that because has always been the case throughout history. The U.S. wants a war, but wants the other side to move first. That was the reason for Franklin Roosevelt's hoax leading to the attack on Pearl Harbor. And, you know, warning that our elite classes are just, you know, they're saying, well, we got too many people anyway. Let's have a nice little war here. All right. apparently, Navalny, not sure how to pronounce that, has been sentenced to 3.5 years in a labor camp for parole violation, and the U.S. is criticizing that. The Kremlin is telling the United States to back off because it's an internal affair, and the U.S. really doesn't have any authority to speak over there. And, you know, again, here in this country, we see people sent to prison for parole violations all the time. It's not that big a deal here. Now, the other thing that is coming that you've probably seen going around the internet, this photo of an absolutely palatial seaside estate that is being captioned as Vladimir Putin's billion-dollar palace. Implying that he has been plundering his government and the people to build himself this wonderful palace by the sea. Well, it turns out Putin's got nothing to do with that building. It's actually owned by a Russian industrialist who basically did very well in the new Russian republics and built the house for himself. And he's gone public saying, no, this is not Putin's, it's mine. And it's just another, you know, dumb piece of propaganda here. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is reviewing sanctions against Russia. Basically, it's a difficult situation. I mean, the U.S. and Russia recently agreed to extend the New START treaty, the nuclear arms treaty, but at the same time, they're causing waves over this Navalny situation. So I would think that the START treaty would be much more important to American interests than one opposition figure in Russia. Meanwhile, of course, the aggressive U.S. policy in the Black Sea continues. The presence of destroyers by American armed forces along the Russian coast is notorious and causing discomfort among the Russians because of the closeness to their national territory. Apparently, they made their angst known because just as the show started, we got a report on how Russian bombers buzzed the USS Donald Cook. And that must have been a rattling experience for the crew, because if you remember, the Donald Cook was the ship that was absolutely paralyzed by a single Russian electronic warfare aircraft. I think it was about 2, maybe 3 years ago. And the Russians struck a commemorative coin to celebrate that. So anybody on the Donald Cook who was there for that last one probably had a negative reaction here. All righty. Joe Biden has tapped Dana Struhl to lead the Pentagon's Middle East desk. And apparently, at one point, Dana served as the deputy assistant. She'll serve as the deputy assistant secretary of defense for the Middle East. And apparently, at one point, she bragged that the U.S. owns the Syrian oil territory. Remember the story from yesterday that the U.S. is plundering Syrian oil, much of which goes to Israel here. But again, Biden is loading up his administration with a bunch of war hawks. He really is. Meanwhile, getting back to Iran, they have launched a new satellite-carrying rocket, and apparently it's called the Zuljana, and Iranian state TV did not specify the exact date the launch took place, but they said the rocket is capable of carrying a 485-pound satellite. It uses solid fuel for the first and second stages and liquid fuel for the third, and apparently represents the Iran's most powerful rocket engine. And apparently it is built to carry multiple small satellites into orbit, the way that SpaceX does here. Now, Antony Blinken accused Iran of reaching enough material for an atomic bomb in a matter of weeks if Tehran further violates restrictions it agreed to under the 2015 nuclear deal, the one which the United States unilaterally withdrew from. It's definitely incorrect and very misleading. It's based on the idea that Iran has a substantial stockpile of low-enriched uranium, and they are figuring at what level that stockpile could be enough for a single bomb. Now, a nuclear weapon, a uranium bomb, requires enrichment to 90% or higher. And Iran is presently enriching mostly to 3.5%. That's reactor fuel. That's not a bomb. Now, Israel is out there saying that the U.S. projection is, in fact, incorrect, and it will take Iran 6 months to produce enough material for a nuclear weapon. Of course, Israel has been screaming that Iran is on the verge of a nuclear weapon for 30 years, and left unsaid in both of these claims is any proof that Iran is actually doing that. Okay, this is all based on Iran is a threat because they could make a nuclear weapon somewhere down the road. And the fissile material is the hard part to get, but there's a lot more that goes into a nuclear bomb than just having the uranium. Over in Israel, the IDF Chief of Staff Avi Kohavi said that military action against Iran is in fact on the table. Now, what Israel means by military action is the United States goes to war against Iran and Israel keeps their kids safely at home. And again, the excuse is they need to prevent Iran from acquiring a nuclear bomb. Now, this gets us back to when Israel bombed Iraq's nuclear power plant at Al-Sarak. And Israel justified the bombing attack by saying that Iraq had a secret laboratory under the reactor to make nuclear weapons the way Israel does underneath Dimona. And following Desert Storm, international observers looked through the ruins of the Al-Sarak nuclear power station and found the ruins of a nuclear power station. So Israel has a bad track record for knowing who is and is not, in fact, building nuclear weapons here. Over in the United Emirates, United Arab Emirates, say that three times fast, pardon me, their ambassador Yusuf al-Otaiba is basically saying that despite Biden's review, they are confident that the F-35 jet sale will go through. He says there's going to be a review, but it's a pro forma, and there should be a review. I think the UAE ought to take a real good look at all those unresolved problems with that aircraft before they, you know, accept the pink slip on that one here. Apparently, Antony Blinken says a partnership with Riyadh must be consistent with U.S. values. Well, looking at U.S. values in this day and age, I mean, election fraud, racial tension, abusive police, and the rest. I don't know if that's really a good idea here. But apparently they're still making a big deal over the murder of Jamal Khashoggi, and suggested Washington, D.C. was reassessing its relationship with Riyadh to ensure it aligned with America's interests and values. According to an interview on NBC, Blinken acknowledged that Riyadh is an important U.S. ally, but said a review of bilateral ties is underway. Okay, now, over in Israel, thousands continue to protest against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. They're calling for him to step down and face the legal consequences of his corruption and fraud charges. And apparently, according to Israeli media, the anti-Netanyahu protests are all over the country. They're also in front of Netanyahu's office in Jerusalem and in front of his home in Caesarea. Over in India, time for more commercial. How time flies when you're doing the news. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. Chills right to the core. This talk of holy war.
welcome back to our show here. And basically, a story that just now this second came in. Apparently, Jeff Bezos is going to step down as the CEO of Amazon in the third quarter of this year. So that's now been announced, and I don't know what it's going to do to their stocks. Turning back to the international news here in India, there have been farm law protests going on for a month. Protesters had stormed New Delhi's Red Fort last week, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi finally broke his silence and said, this is an insult to the country, and basically he's out there trying to shame the farmers into standing down. I really do not think that it is going to work. Okay, now, over in Turkey, the Turkish police have detained 159 people at protests over the Erdogan-appointed university head. And apparently, it's one of the country's top universities, the Boğaziçi University in Istanbul. And the protest began actually about a month ago, saying that the appointment of Melih Bulu as rector was undemocratic. And apparently, it's been escalating since then. Okay, over at China, everybody is arming up for war here in the new frontiers, the hypersonic weapons. Russia's deploying the Zircon hypersonic missile aboard their warships and submarines. The U.S. Navy has started down the path with the common hypersonic glide body for destroyers. China has come up with something completely different, an air-launched hypersonic weapon. It's described as a carrier killer, and it is the world's largest air-launched missile. So they're really out there here. Let's talk a little bit about the economic news. We're still seeing the repercussions from the GameStop, Reddit, Robinhood circus, if you will. And apparently, they're now getting ready to go after silver in what is being described as the biggest short squeeze in the world. And they're going to do a coordinated effort to target silver. Posts encouraged individuals to use the Shares Silver Trust, the largest silver exchange traded fund, and carry out what one user called the biggest short squeeze in the world. And they're saying silver bullion market is one of the most manipulated on earth. Yes, that's true. We talked about that. And gold in America's Book of Secrets. Any short squeeze in the silver paper shorts would be absolutely epic. So they're getting ready to do that right now. Okay, physical premium to paper hits a record in the silver market. And the shortage of physical silver is exposing a tear in the precious metals market unlike any we have seen before. Now, they've gotten away with this over-leveraging because people really weren't paying attention. But a short squeeze on the silver market, everybody's going to start paying attention as to what's going on. We have to take a break for station identification. We'll be back after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.